toiskin mizoynis leishes ish. If you have a married lady that doesn't have what tidon, her husband left her, Bezdin has the right to go down to his fields and give her money tidon. Shrashi Bezdin yours and lenichsei misholach lenidas hayom. If the husband left his wife, Bezdin now goes down to his property, or toiskin mizoynis leishtoy and takes that money there to pay the wife. Shmuel Amr Shmuel says no, ain toiskin mizoynis leishes ish. We don't go down and take out money from the husband's property to pay his wife. So Gemara says, what's this machlokes? The machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. So Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says like this. Moide li Abba, like Rav was moide to me, father was moide to me, that b'shloisha chadoshim or rishonim, the first 3 months, everybody agrees, you don't pay him, you don't give a mizoynus. The fishein nodem maniach beisarekim. A husband does not leave his house empty. That's for sure that he left some food there. Therefore, the first 3 months when he went away, for sure she has some food there, and therefore Bezdin does not go down to feed it. If news came back that the husband died, and now she has the right to be fed, but there is a tonight suba, kuliyamalai pligi, everybody agrees also that Bezdin will go down now to Paskin to give her mizoynus. Ki pligi, where is the machlokes? The husband went away, stayed away more than 3 months, and we don't hear any news, we don't know that he's dead. So Minastam, we know he's still alive. And now she wants to get fed. So Rava, Marava, it's Poiskin. Yes, we go down and take money to give her. Why? To Mishubid law. Because the husband has a chiyuv to support his wife. So since it's Mishubid, if he's not around to pay her, Bezdin goes down and pays her from his property. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, ain't Poiskin. Bezdin doesn't go down to feed her. My time, or why not? Because Shmuel's afraid, maybe the husband did leave her money. Maybe before the husband left, maybe he did leave over a pocket full of money for her. So therefore, we don't pay, we don't give him a zaynus now. That's Shmuel's worry. The Papa says, no, we're also afraid, maybe the husband, before he left, like told the wife, listen, you work, keep your paycheck, and I won't feed you. That's called see ma'is yudechem zenasecho. Keep your paycheck for your food. So that's why now we're not going to feed her, because maybe that they made up already that she'll like support herself. Someone says my benayu. What's the difference between these two terutzim over here? Someone says ika benayu gedoyel of loisavka. If she's a gedoyel, an older lady, shrashi realist list paisa moyis, that it's roi what to be mafayisa to give her money. For Lysovka Mizoynus, in the case where we know for sure that her paycheck is not enough to support herself. So therefore, we're not afraid the husband said to support herself because she can't do it. But maybe the husband paid her, that we're afraid of. In other cases, the opposite way. What about Ktana Mistovka? She's a young girl, but she knows how to make a living. She could do something. So since she's young, So, vice versa, if she's young, then we're not afraid the husband left the money, but I call upon him, she could support herself. So, Mela, if we're afraid that maybe the husband left over money for her, for Ktana, we don't say the husband left over money for her. Therefore, according to Rav Zvid, she would be poisik. We would give him a zaynus. But according to Rav Papa, that we're afraid maybe the husband told her before he left, listen, you're making a nice paycheck. You keep your paycheck for yourself better and support yourself, so then we won't support her. So that's a two pshatim in Shmuel, why Shmuel says when the wife is home alone, she doesn't have a right to complain to Bezdin, Bezdin won't give her mizoynus from the husband's property. As either we're afraid maybe the husband did leave over money, or else we're afraid maybe the husband told her, you work and keep the money for yourself. So now we're going to our Mishnah like this. Mi sholach l'mdina sayom. If a man went over the ocean, the Ishtoi, and he left his wife home alone, and now his wife, the Ishtoi Tavas Mazinus. And now his wife is asking for Bezdin, I need something to live on, I want Mazinus. So we have in the Mishnah that Chonan Omar, Chonan says, Tishova Besaif. She only has to swear at the end, later on in life, when she collects the Ksuba. But V'lo Tishova Betchila. She does not have to swear now. Now when she goes and gets the Mazinus, when Bezdin sells the property for her, she does not have to swear that she did not receive any money from the husband. But Nechluku Allah Bnei Kahanim Gedolim, the Mishnah says that the Gedolim, the Kahanim, argue on Chonon, the Yomer, and they said no, that Tishova Ba'at Chilu Vasoif, she has to swear at the beginning, before she gets the mezainis now, she has to swear that she did not receive any money from the husband. And later on, if the husband dies or she wants to get a ksuma, then she has to swear a second time. But I call upon him ad kan up until now, loy pligid is no machloik, it's the mishnel linyan shvua. It's only a question, when she collects her mezainis now, does she first have to swear or not? Avo mezaini yavinin lo. The mashn, everybody agrees that she has the right to collect her mezainis. So to court, Akashan Shmuel. Shmuel says when the husband goes away, she has no right to collect her mezainis. And here now, Mishnah, everybody says she gets a mezainis. It's only a shalosh she has to swear or not. So the Kashan Shmuel, so Gemara says, Tirgum Shmuel. I tell you, Shmuel's going to learn Pshat now. Mishnah, Bisheshama Boshemes. We're talking about when we heard the husband died. So that's the Gemara said before. Even Shmuel agrees then that if we hear that the husband died, and now she wants to collect mezainis for the Tanakh Suba, for that's for sure she has the right to collect. So only Machloikis does she have to swear first or not. So for now, Mishnah is no Kashan Shmuel. Toshima, come and bring another proof. Says, Mishon Lachon Dina Siyam, the man went away. The Yishtra Tavaz Mazonis, and his wife now is asking for Mazonis. Penekanen Gedolah Maimrim, Tishova, she has to swear first. Chonen Maim Alert Tishova, she doesn't have to swear. V'yimbov V'yomov, and she comes and says, Pasakti Lo Mazonis, that you made up how much money you have to pay me for Mazonis, is a Locha Nemon. Shrashi Nemon Uvishvua, Umachzeris Lo Mashnos Lo Bezdin. In other words, if she comes later and says that she got the money from mezainis already, Shrashi v'imbo v'yama, pasak dovel, it means, that is, v'imbo, if the husband comes back now v'yama and tells her, pasak dilo mezainis, means what kind of business is this when I was away, you got mezainis from Bezdin. I gave you money before I left. If the husband comes back and says that, neman, the husband is believed, the pshat is uvishrua, and he has to swear, o machzeresh masnos lo Bezdin. And then she has to give back the money that Bezdin gave her. But I call upon the Mashmir clearly that when the husband is alive here and the husband went away, that she does have a right to get the mezainis. So Chutz Akasha and Shmuel, Shmuel says no. Hachinami b'shashama b'shemes. Here also we're talking about that the husband died. For the mother can't be high. Voyim bo v'yoma koma. It says that the husband came back and said that I gave you money. And the Gemara in bo means li'acha Shmuel. It means Rashi li'acha shashama by shemeis bo. Now the case is talking about like this. First, there was a rumor that he died. So therefore, she went to Bezdin, she had a right to collect her mezainis. And then later, we found out the rumor is false, because the husband came back, and the husband said, what are you doing taking mezainis? I left you money before for the mezainis. So the husband swears, and then he gets back the money that Bezdin gave her. But I call upon him, there's no kasha and shmuel. Could be here, the only reason why she collects her mezainis is because we heard, we thought at least that he died. Toshima, come in here. Says that the Sefta, Mishonach Lomdina Tayyom, if a man left town, the Yishtra Tavas Mazonis, and his wife now is going to Bezdin saying, I have nothing to eat on, give me money. The Yimbod says, the husband comes back later, the Yomer, and says, See, Mais Yidechem Zenasecha, like what right did you have to take Mazonis from me while I was away? I told you clearly before, you work, and the paycheck keep is Rishoy, he has a right to do this. Kodmu Bezdin Uposku, if Bezdin Taka made a psak, Bezdin still made a psak, is Masha Posku Posku. What Bezdin did is good. But I quote upon him again, it says over here clearly that she does have a right to collect the ksuba. So Mar says again, Hokinami Rosa, they were talking about, but she's talking about Shemes. The case is why she collected the mezainis, I mean. The reason why she has a right to collect the mezainis is because we're talking about where there was a rumor that he died. And when the husband died, then the din is Bezdin has a right to give him a zaynus. Toshma, Mishalach Lomdina Tayyam, if a husband skipped town, the Ishtra Tavas Mazaynus, and his wife is asking out for Mazaynus, she has nothing to eat on, is Bezdin Yerzim Mechosa, Bezdin has a right to go down to his property and sell them and give him money. Vizonin, Umafanas and Lishtoi, Avoloi Bonav Abinaisav, but not to his children. Lelah Dabracha, not for something else. We'll soon see what Dabracha means. Omer Asheshis, so who here it says clearly that we do give a mezainis? So Rav Sheshes b'mashres ishtar deshlish. We're talking about when the husband went away, he gave over the mezainis of his wife to an apotropos. Like he made somebody else to take care, like to pay her. For the Gemara Yehochi is so bonav of a nice of nami, why doesn't the children also get fed from this apotropos? And the Gemara kishish lezeh lehishma zeh, the owner left over someone to take care of her and not take over his children. But the more my piska, how could the official thing? Make a taste only this, not that. It's not Mustafa. Elo Amra Papa. The The test is Kishoshama Bashemait. I'll tell you, we're talking about the case is the B'Eidechot. When Eidechot came and told us that the husband died. So therefore it's like this. He, she, herself, he boy Yilamechet from the Chos of B'Eidechot. The Diboil in Suvei, if she wants to get married now, we learned before there's a Takana, Eidechot is never by Mitzvah Abal. The Eidechot, she's allowed to get married. Mosi Mitzvah, she can get married. Therefore, she has a right to believe this Eidechot that the husband died. Therefore, Mizoyna Nam Yavina law. Therefore, Bezdin also gives the Mizoyna's Pesa, because we have a right to believe this Eidechot that the husband really died. But Bonav, a Benoist of the children, they want to go down to the Nechosim, be Eidecho, they Motzin Achti. If they want to collect the Yerusha now, with an Eidecho, nothing doing, an Eidecho is not nemet for money matters. You have to have two Eidim. So therefore, since the Yerushim can't do anything, the kids can't do anything with an Eidecho, so therefore, Mizonin Amin Le'avina law. Therefore, Bezdin will not sell the husband's property to give for the kids, because Bezdin doesn't know clearly the husband died. We only heard it from an Eidecho. To negate it to the widow, to the amono, that she has a right to bleed this Eidechot and use them to get married. The Rabbana will make him a Shem Isha Daiko Mitzvah. So if her is considered like we never money die, therefore her will give him a Zainus. But for the kids, we have a doubt if the husband died or not. For the kids, we can't give him a Zainus. But the more my Dobrach, what does it mean? You take the money for another use also. Rav Chizuwa Matachshet. You can spend the money so she can buy jewelry. Rav Yosef Matzdaka. She wants to give money for Tzedakah. What's this? Man, the Yom Matash, the one that says you're allowed to use the money to buy tachshit and buy jewelry, kol shchein tzedakah. For sure, you could use the money for tzedakah. Okay, it says v'loy lo dovracha. You don't use money. You don't sell his property for dovracha. So the one that says we don't sell it for tachshitim is kol shchein for tzedakah. For sure, we don't sell it for tzedakah either. But man, the Yom Tzedakah, the one that says we don't sell his property, give tzedakah avo tachshit yoyvlo. But to give her jewelry, that we do. The Lainicha led the Tinavel. It's a svara. A man does not want his wife to look ugly. So therefore, that's a svara. The husband would zicha benicha that his wife should have jewelry to look nice. So therefore, the man the Yomit says, we don't sell his property to give stucker for him. That's his business. If he wants to give stucker, he'll give it. We can't sell his property for stucker. But he owes Latasha though. His wife wants jewelry. That's a svara. The husband would benicha that his wife should have jewelry. Therefore, we're allowed to sell the property for the jewelry. All right, we'll stop here. So everybody should remember again, Mr. Shem, this is my Soy Shabbos, Shem, we're going to make a scene. After Shabbos, we'll learn the last blot, and then we'll have a scene right after that.
We'll start again from the Kuf Zayin Omer Aleph. We go in the middle of the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, that there's such a lot of when Poiskin Mizoinis Leishas Ish. In the case where the husband went away, and his wife now wants to eat, she needs Mizoinis, so does she have a right to go down and Bezdin and sell from her husband's property to give her Mizoinis? We have a machlokes Rav and Shmuel, that Shmuel says it's us, Shmuel says we can't do it. So the Gemara says Torshima, okay, in the middle of the bottom, Mishokam Dinafayom, the Ishtar Tavas Mizoinis. A man went away, and his wife now is asking for Mizoinis. So it says, V'yimbo, if the husband comes back, V'yomer, and says, see, ma'is yedecha mizoinai secha, you should know that your paycheck, keep for yourself, I don't have to feed you, is reshoi, he's allowed to do it. And it says, though, kodmu bezdin oposku, masha posku posku. But if bezdin already paid her already before he says this, what she took, she's allowed to keep. So I call upon Mishmashma that when the husband left town, she had a right to go to Bezdin, and Bezdin would give her the mizoinis. Because it says here, Bezdin did it already, even though when the husband comes back and says, I made a deal with her, that she was supposed to support herself, still, what Bezdin did is okay. Real there. Zemarian says, Hochanam here also, we're talking about Mishashoma Boishemes. We're talking about that at the time when Bezdin sold the property, was the pshat, because at that time we thought, we heard, that the husband died. And if we hear the husband dies, then for sure we had, even Shmuel agrees, that you're allowed to sell the property to give him a Zaynus. It's only a question when the husband is still alive that we're afraid maybe either he paid her off already, or else maybe he told her, support yourself. So therefore Shmuel holds, we can't sell the property to give him a Zaynus. But if we hear that the husband died, then we have a right to sell the property. Tosh Shema, come in here. It says, now really, the Mashur is real, more before says, Mashma, the husband has a right when he comes back. It says there, if he says that he paid the money, he has a right not to pay her off. So Rashi says before, he can swear and get the money back. The divorce says, no, that both Gemaras are the same Gemaras here. That in both cases we're talking about before Beis Din paid her, if the husband comes back and says either that he paid her already, or else that he told the support herself, he's Neman. But in both cases, if Beis Din themselves paid her already, then the law is, she does not have to pay the money back. Since at the time when Beis Din paid her the mezonos, at that time we thought that he died, so Beis Din had a right to sell the property to give him mezonos. Now when the husband comes back and says these things, we don't believe him. Torah Shema, come and bring your proof. Says another case is, Mishonachom Dina Sayom, if a husband skipped town, the Ishtre Tavas Mezonos, and the wife now back at home asked the Beis Din to give her money, she wants to live. So it says, Beis Din Yerdlam Nechosiv, the Beis Din has a right to go down to the husband's property and sell it, Vizonin Umafarnasin Lishtoi, and they support the wife, Avoloi Bonav Abinoisov. But Beis Din does not sell his property to support his children. And they did not sell his property for another purpose also. We'll soon see what it is. Now, our co-partner, it says here that Beis Din does sell the property for her mezonos. So of course, not like Shmuel. So Mor says here the case is Omer Rav Sheshes. B'mashre esh ishto yadei shlish. We're talking about a case over here is that the husband appointed like an apotropos. He appointed somebody else to take care to support his wife. So the kids, so we see this husband wants his wife to be supported, and he did not pay her off yet. So therefore, in the case now, if this mashra, if this third person, this apotropos, for some reason also skips town, also goes away and does not support her, this is the case now that Beis Din goes down and sells his property to support her. But I call upon, if there wouldn't have been that we saw he gives it over to a third person, Beis Din would not sell the property. It's not a kashan Shmuel. But over here it's the mashra sister adei shlish. He gave over like the support of his wife for an apotropos to take care of her. For the Gemara, if that's the case, bonav v'naisav nami, the chur, if he gave over to someone to take care to support his family, the chur, that person is supposed to support his kids also. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you the case is, kish ishra lezu v'hishra lezu, he only appointed this person, the apotropos, to take care of his wife, but not to take care of his kids. And that Gemara says, my Pascha, like who tells you that? Like it's not Mastavra. Like once a husband gives it over to somebody else to take care of his family, the Khuri tells him to take care of the whole family. How do you say it's only to take care of his wife and not of his children? So Gemara says, therefore it's not Mastavra, we're not talking about where there's not Petrophus involved. See, if so, it's again, it's a kasha back to Shmuel, that here it says, you're allowed to take Mizainos, and you're allowed to sell his property to give her Mizainos. And Shmuel says he can't do it. Shmuel says, Elomra Papa. Papa says, no, it's not a kasha in Shmuel. I'll tell you here also again, Kishashoma Boishem Eis B'Ei Dechud. We're talking about over here that the Ruman Ei Dechud came back and told us that he died, the Baal died. Therefore it's like this. He, she herself, the wife, the boy is in Suga B'Ei Dechud. If she wants to get married, she's allowed to get married because of an Ei Dechud, Motzim in Suga. She wants to, she's allowed to get married. The Rabbonim were makel to believe in a dechod by Meis Bailo, from the svar of Isha's daiko mitzvah. So therefore, since she is allowed to believe this a dechod, mizoyna nami yavinin lo. Therefore, to svar as she herself now has a right to complain to Beis Din she wants mizoynus. Because as far as she's concerned, the husband died already. So then she has a right to collect the mizoynus. Even Shmuel agrees. That's like a tnaik suba. Ma'ashen kein bonav v'naisa of his children, di boy yilamech lamechas. If they want to go down Batara to Yerusha, like they say, and Eidechot said our father died, so they want to now take over the property, nothing doing, we don't believe them, because for Momnish you have to have two Eidim. So therefore, therefore we don't know for sure the husband died, and therefore the kids do not have a right to get Mizoinos from his Nechosim. So that's the difference between the wife and the children. Now the Gemara says, what did the Braisim mean to say, my Dover Acher, that we did not sell this property for another thing also? What's this other thing? So Rav Chisda Rama Tachshit, we did not sell this property to give her jewelry. If she wants jewelry, we don't sell this property. Rav Yosef Rama Tzedakah, it means if we want to pay Tzedakah, if there's a Chiyuv to give Tzedakah, and he's not around the husband, we don't take the money out of his property. So now it explains, man the Yama Tachshit, the one that says we don't take the money to give his wife Tachshitim jewelry, Kol Shkain